ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches. The Mishnah says, Nofel Abayis Olav Al Ishtoi, Yershe Abal Oim Isha Meis Arisha in Vachkach Meis Abal, and Yershe Isha Oimrim Baal Meis Risha in Vachkach Meis Isha. A house fell on a person and his wife, a husband and wife, and there's a machloikis between the Yorshim who is entitled to the assets. The Yorshi HaBaal say that the Isha died first, and then afterwards the Baal, and therefore they inherit the Nechasim from the Baal. And the Yorshi Isha say that the Baal died first, and then the Isha, and they inherit the Nechasim from the Isha. First, we have to explain who are the Yorshi HaBaal and who are the Yorshi Isha. So the Rashbam says Yorshi HaBaal are the Aviv, a father or brother, or Benoi from Isha Acheres. Why didn't the Rishbam be mefarish? The Yerusha Baal means a son. So the Rishbam himself, in the line before that, says Nofel Abayis Olav Al Ishtoi Ve'ein Lo Bonim Mimenu. She doesn't have any children from him. And the Achrayim explain that if he would have children, she would have children from him. So then, even if it would be possible to say it's still a suffix between Yerusha Baal and Yerusha Isha, for example, if the husband would have children from a different wife, that's called Yerusha Baal. And the child that they have between them would be considered also Yershe Ha'isha, L'chayr, then it wouldn't be a Shaila. Because if the Isha died first and the Baal inherited her, the Banim Isha Acheres Taka Shud Yarshin, but if the Baal, that's on that side, on the side that the Baal died first and the Isha Yarshin the Baal, then the Banim from Isha Acheres would not Yarshin at all. But on the other hand, a child that's born from both of them would inherit no matter what. So it would be considered Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai, meaning that a child that would be born from both father and mother, the Baal and the Isha, is a Vadai Yairish. And even though it would be a Safik, if a Ben that Yarshins, that only from him, from the Baal, and not from the Isha, if he has a Chelik or not, that he would be considered a Safik. On the Tzad, that the Isha was Mesa Rishayna, so then the Baal Yashin his wife, and now when the Baal died, all children inherit, the Ben from that belongs from both of them, and also his other son from a different marriage. But on the Tzad, that the Baal was Mesa Rishayn, and then his wife inherited him, and then she died, then only the Ben that was from both of them would inherit. He is a Vada in any case. And the Klal is, and we'll see about this a little later also in the Sugya, the Klal is Ein Safik Moitzi Minei Vada. And therefore, the Rashbam was not mefarish a case where there are banim imenu. There are no children from him. And over here, both of them are equally a suffix. The Yarshe Habal, which is Aviv, Ayachiv, Aybanov, only inherit on the tzad that the Isha was Mesa Rishayna, that the wife died first and then the Baal inherited from his wife. And so now when the Baal dies, so then his Yarshim get it. And the only tzad to say that her Yarshim should inherit, the Yarshe Ha'isha should her kravim from Mishpachas Aviyah, is only in a case where the Baal died first. If the Baal died first, and then the Isha yarshined her husband, and then afterwards the Isha died, so then the Yorshe HaIsha would be entitled. So now, that the Gemara says a suffix, let's see what the Aloch is. The Mishnah says, Beishamrei Yachloiku. Beishamrei says that the din is Yachloiku. Beishil makes a chilik, and he says, Nechosim Bechezkoson, Ksuv becheskas Yorshe Abal, and Nechosim Echnosim Vayetzin Imo becheskas Yorshe Ho'av. Now, the Rishbam is not gerus in the Mishnah the words Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Those are not words in the Mishnah, it's only a pirish. Because Beishamrei says Yachloiku, he holds every moment of Mutab Safik, the din is Yachloiku. The Pashtus is that Beishamrei is arguing in all the cases that Beisil say different halachis, Beishamrei always says Yachloiku in all the cases. We'll see how many nechasim we're discussing, but Beishamrei says the din is Yachloiku on everything. And Beisil argues, Beisil doesn't always say Yachloiku. The Rishbam is Mefarish the Mishnah, that we're talking about three different types of nechasim. And the Ran also explains in Mishnah that we're talking about three different types of nechasim. So to the Zeramban. One type of nechasim is nechsei tzayin barzel, and those nechasim are not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah. That's as if it would say nechsei tzayin barzel, but it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Then when Mesil says nechasim b'chez kasan, that's a reference to Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Nechasim means the Nechasim that are brought into the marriage, and they call Nichsei Tzayim Barzel because the husband, they evaluate the value of that of those Nechasim, and he writes it into the Ksuba, and when he dies or divorces her, he has to pay her back all those Nechasim according to the value that's written in the Ksuba, regardless if it goes up or not. Those Nichsei Tzayim Barzel are Becheskasin. Now what does Becheskasin mean? On that, the Gemara is a three-way machlaikis. Becheskasin means Nichsei, Nichsei, Yorshei ha'av, abal, or Yorshei ha'isha, or the din is yachleiku. The second type of nechasim mentioned in the Mishnah is ksuba. So there are those rishayim that are geiris ukesuba. Ukesuba as if to say a different category now. That it's not just hakdam. In other words, the words nechasim v'cheskasim are not an introduction to the next two cases, halachas of the Mishnah. It's not a klal, and then it explains what that means, that becheskes yorshei habal and nichsei meluga becheskes yorshei ha'av. No, nechasim v'cheskasim is a statement for itself, and it refers to nichsei tzayim barzel. Ksuba is a statement for itself, and that refers to the mana and mosayim, and that is becheskes yorshei habal. And the third type of nechasim, which is nechasim and nechnasim v'yoytzin ima, which is nichsei melug, that's cheskes yorshei ha'av. The Ran speaks out beferish, that the Mishnah is talking about three different nechasim, nichsei tzayim barzel, ksub, which is keil tesefes, and nichsei melug, and that Beishami holds in all these three types of nechasim dinas yachloiku, and Beishil says, legabe nichsei tzayim barzel, it's becheskasan, like we said, the three-way machlaikas in the Gemara, legabe ksuba, the din is becheskas yorshei abal, and legabe nichsei melug, the din is, that's becheskas yorshei ha'av. Now, the Rif also learns like this shita, that there's three dinim in the Mishnah, and he brings it from the Ga'inim. The Balamar argues. The Balamar is Geris in the Mishnah Ksuba without a Vav. And he says the Mishnah only is speaking about two halachas. Not Nichseitz, not, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara Yevamis Aflam and Ches. The Gemara Yevamis only mentions two dinim. The Mishnah is similar to our Mishnah. It says, Mesav, she dies, Ma Yasa, Biksubasa. What will you do with the Ksuba? Uvenichasim, Anichnasim, Ayyotzin Ima. And it's not mentioned at all in the Mishnah in Yevamis, Nichseitz, Saim Barzel. And the Ran explains that my yasa b'ksubasa is really koil nichsei tzayim barzel. But according to the Balamar, it's only two categories, not three categories. The Balamar explains that the nichsei tzayim barzel that are written in the ksuba are included in ksubasa, and the nichsei tzayim barzel that are not written in the ksuba are included in nichnasim and nichnasim v'yoytzim ima, in the nichsei meluk. Now really, be'emes, according to the Balamar, there's a geshmak arayah from the Gemara on base. Because the Gemara of Beis brings a sheet of Bar Kapara that Nechasim Becheskasa means Becheskas Shneim and Yachloiku. If that's true, so then really Beis Hill is being made to Beis Shammai in Nechasim Becheskasa in the same halacha. So then Beis Hill should also have used a Lashon like Beis Shammai that it's Yachloiku. But according to the Balmar, it's Miyushiv because it doesn't say Beferish Nechasim Tzim Barzal, just that's included in the in Ksuba. It's not really three separate categories. Nechasim v'cheskasan, the din is yachleiku, but only the only cases tzayim barzel that's not mentioned in the Ksuba. But whatever in the Ksuba is v'cheskas yorshei habal. And really, the Mishnah is not saying three categories. It's only saying Ksuba v'cheskas yorshei habal and nechasim v'nechnasim v'yitzinima v'cheskas yorshei av. So it's not a taina why Beisil didn't use that lashon. But according to the Ran and the Rif and Shitas Rashbam, that it's three chalukim in the Mishnah. So be'emes, according to that man de Amar, that Nechasim Becheskasim means Yachloiku. Beis Hillel should have said the same Lashon as Beis Shammai, that the din is Yachloiku. Be'emes Tosfos asks, and it's Matmiya, that according to the Mandama and the Gemara, that Nechasim Becheskasim means Becheskas Yorshei or Isha, it's Takashver. Why didn't the Mishnah put it together with the last category? Nichsei Melug, which is called Nechasim and Nechnasim Eitzin Ima, the din is it's Becheskas Yorshei Av. So put it together, it's all one din. And according to Manda Omar, that Nechasim Mecheskasim means Mecheskas Yorshei Abal, you have a Fakerta Kasha. Why didn't they put it together with the din of the Mishnah of Ksuba, that it says Ksuba is Mecheskas Yorshei Abal? Now Taisa says, a Teretz, which will become clear later in the Sugya, that since there are different reasons for the din, that's why the Mishnah didn't put it together in one Klal. Taisvis asks Gavaldika Kasha, that it says Beis Hillel Oimrim, that Nechasim Mecheskasim. Frek Tosfos Kasha L'ri. Here Beis Hill says Nechasim Cheskasan, and it's referring to the Nichsi Tzirin Basel according to Rav Rishayim. And the Gemara explains that Nechasim Cheskasan according to one Bandama means Becheskas Yor Sheha Isha. And if Ilu Beseifa, the Mishnah of Beis, the Mishnah says Nofal Abayis Olav Al Imoy. If the Mishnah fell on a man and his mother, then it's a machlekes also who died first. It says in the Mishnah, Elu Elu Moidim Shiachloiku. Everybody agrees the din is Yachloiku. Fractosis, why is the din Yachloiku? Why don't we say over there also Necheskasim Cheskasim, meaning Necheskas Yorshei Ha'em? Like our Gemara says, Necheskasim Cheskasim, in our case of the Mishnah, means Necheskas Yorshei Ha'isha. As I fractosis, that over here it's a suffix who died first, and over there it's a suffix if the mother died first or not. So just like over here we say Necheskasim Cheskasim, it means Necheskas Yorshei Ha'isha, over there also we should say Necheskasim should be Necheskas Yorshei Ha'em. So why is the din Yachloiku? Now, why did Taisus only ask the Kashal if he this man done for Rabbi Lezer and didn't ask if he Rabbi Yechanan and Beis? Rabbi Yechanan learns in Nam and Beis, Necheskasim Cheskasim means Necheskas Yorshei Ha'bal. So then why is it different than Nafal Abayis Olav Al Imay that didn't Yachloiku? Why did Taisus only ask the Kashal on Rabbi Lezer and not on Rabbi Yechanan? So the Mashah bavorns the Shaila, and the Mashah says that Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, you can answer that it's different than the case of Nafal Olav Al Ishtay, which is speaking about the Gabe Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, which Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is Bishus Ha'av, in a sense, because if it goes down in value, it's the Baal's loss, and if it goes up in value, it's his gain. And so the Nechassima, in a way, Becheskas Ha'bal. And therefore, he's saying that over there, in that case, Bishriyachin is going to say, Nechasim Cheskasim means Becheskas Yerushi Abal. Mashenka by the Mishnah Mebeis, by Nafal Olav Alimoy, with the Nechasim Cheskas Ha'aim, over there, it's Pasha to the Mishnah, to the Gemara, that would not have that din of the Mishnah by us. And therefore, over there, you're not going to say that it's Becheskas Yerushi Abal. Mela, Tois only asked, the Madomba, the Nichsi Tzim Barzel, now Mishnah Nechasim Cheskasim, it means Mecheskas Yerushei Ha'isha, according to Eliezer Noam Beis, so then it's a kolshkein by Nafal Olav Al Imoy that we should say Nechasim are also Mecheskas Yerushei Ha'im. And why over there do we say the din is Yachloiku? The Teres Chaim is Miyashiv Tosfos Kashya, and he says that our Mishnah is different. Our Mishnah is talking about Nichsi Tzim Barzel. What is Nichsi Tzim Barzel? We mentioned earlier. It's Nechasim that she brings into the marriage from her father's house. Those Nechasim, Hagam, we evaluate them, and we write in the Ksuba, and the husband Taka has a right to that. Those Nechasim, they're his, and he has to pay back the value of the Nechasim that were written in the Ksuba, and if it goes up or it goes down, it's his gain or his loss. But they are her Nechasim that were brought into the marriage. So it's a mokim to say those Nechasim are Becheskas Yerushei Ha'isha. Mashenkin in the Mishnah in the Amud Beis, it's talking about Nechasim that Isha bought on her own. And not that she brought into the marriage. Over there, Nechasim that she bought, the Yad HaBen and the Yad Shar Yerushei Ha'im are equal in those Nechasim. So therefore, it's not Muchach to say that should be Becheskas Yerushei Ha'im. Taisim maybe didn't want to answer like the Teres Chaim because Lashna Mishnah, it says Lashna Elu Ve'elu Moidim is Mashma and Moidim in the same exact case of the Nechasim that they argued in our Mishnah, like Nichsi Tzim Barzal, they argue also in the Mishnah on Beis. If you're the Teres Chaim, really the Mishnah is talking about two different types of cases, two different Siurim. Our Mishnah is talking about Nichsi Tzim Barzal that she brings into the marriage, and the Mishnah on Beis is talking about Nechasim that she bought, and Yad HaBen and Yad Shari Yerushim Ve'em are equal in those Nechasim. Also, according to the Teres Chaim, why the Mishnah have to be Mechalik between Nafal Olav Al Ishtoi to the case of Nafal Olav Al Imoy? Why is not Mechalik in the first Mishnah between Nechasim that she was Machnes in Beis Avia to Nechasim that she herself bought? It's Mashma that there's no Chilik in those type of Nechasim, or the Mishnah is talking both by us and the Naman Beis in the same Nechasim that she brought in from her father's house, such Nechasim, and not necessarily not Nechasim that she bought. It's talking about the same type of Nechasim. So Al-Kalpanim Taisus asks that you should say over there in Amud Beis in the Mishnah that Nechasim Becheskas Yerushei Ha'em, just like our Mishnah says that it's Becheskas Yerushei Ha'isha in the din of Nechasim Becheskasim, which is Nichsei Tzayin Barzal. Be'emes, there's another Ha'ara on Taisus that Taisus should have asked from the last case of the Mishnah. The last case of the Mishnah is Nechasim and Nechnasim Vayoytzin Ima, which are Nichsim Melug. Those are Becheskas Yerushei Ha'av. So you have a kasha. Why? Why the becheskes yorshei adam is becheskes yorshei ha'isha? So if the becheskes yorshei ha'isha, so why not it's on the base? It's pashut should be beches yorshei isha, just like a kolshkin from the case in the Mishnah by us of nechseim eluk. So in that, Taka the Mashon, the Maram, and Yevamis, and others, other Achrayim, Miyashim, and they say that Nichsei Melug is different. Nichsei Melug is Bachrayis of the Isha. If they go down a value, they go up in value, it's her loss. So Avadin and Chosimah Becheskosa. That's not a Raya to the case of Mishnah Mabez, which is not talking about Nichsei Melug. But let's talk about Taisus Teretz. Taisus is a Teretz, and he says that Hai Tana Svila Yerush Sabal Drabonon. This Tana holds that Yerusha of a Baal is drabanon and not midei raisa. Ulekachli havil becheskes yorshei oisha. And the difference becheskes yorshei oisha. It's only drabanon. What does that mean? Does that mean that every time you have a suffik mamoin and one is muksik min atayra and the other one's muksik min drabanon, you say that the one who's muksik min atayra is zeichin the mamoin? Is that what it means? It means over here that since it's only Yerusha's habal, it's only drabanon and her is his whatever chazaki who be considered having. In the Nichsi Tzerim Barzel, only a drabbanon anyway. He has the Yashno's Nechas and Pashtas. We'll see about that also soon. That doesn't override her Chazaka that the Chasim were brought into the marriage through her, and that her Chazaka is Deraisa. Kilu, whenever there's a suffix between in Chazaka, is Deraisa and Drabbanon, we go within Deraisa. Or maybe the Pshat Taisus is, no, it's a Din Dafka and Yerusha Deraisa, and Yerusha Drabbanon. You're not anyway mamash and mukzik. It's tam who is the yerush and the nechassim. Nobody's beetsim mukzik. Shal with the bailim is mitzad dina yerusha. L'chari, you could say the kavanas atosis is that since yerush sabal is drabanon, so maybe the gather of takana is that the baal should have a schus in his wife like every schus of a baal beishtai. It's not a gather of a yerush that he has a kurva to the meirush. And meila calls man that the isha is alive. The baal doesn't have a shem yerush. We'll see about this in a minute also. Masha'enkein, other Yerushim have a Shem Yerush Mechayim. So the word that the Taisus is saying, the Yerusha Baal Drabanon, the Nakuda is not that it's Drabanon, Lafukia Deiraisa. The Nakuda is that it's a keder of a Takonad Drabanon. Drabanon gave the Baal as Chus Beishtoi, like a regular, like other Chus of Baal's Beishtoi. It's not a get of a Yerush that he has a kurva to the Meirush and Mela. The Nafkamina is that calls man the Isha is alive, the Baal doesn't have a Shem Yerush. That's Megarea Yischus. But Be'etzem, Taisus' second teretz is, what does Taisus say afterwards? And we have a smach for this from Bilchonon, because Taisus says right after, the filus fili nami doi raisa. Even if you'll say a Baal, the Ishto is a din Yerusha mi doi raisa, yesh lechalik v'loimar, that kiven Yerusha Zabal, eno mishum kurva. The Yerusha Zabal is not al's relationship. Habi b'ches kaso isha. Mele, it's b'ches kaso isha. Masha'en ken ala gabi nofal abayis. All of imoy have nami becheskes aben mishum kurva. Is Taisus is saying that even if you say a baal is Yerush's wife midoy raisa, but the nekuda of Yerush's habal is not als kurva. That means, and Rabbi Chanan explains this in Kovet Shurim, that a ben is huchzek a Yerush b'chayi imoy. As soon as a child is born, he has a din Yerush. Be'etzem, a ben is a Yerush. A ben is not shaykh to say. They should put the money becheskes yorshei isha. The ben mishosh and noilad yesh lo din yorish etzel imoy. He has a din yorish klape his mother. And maybe you can't say nechasim and becheskes yorshei ein. But a baal is not huchzik bechay ishtoy to be a yorish. He can't say that bechayel he's huchzik to be a yorish because that he's yarshens afterwards is not because he's her husband. It's totally if he'll be the husband b'shas miso or not. The Baal is not huchzik b'chai ishtel yerush. That is, why is the husband yarshin his wife? Because b'sham, when she dies, he's the husband. He's not be'etzim a yerush. If he would die, he's not a yerush. He's only a yerush if he's a Baal when she dies. If they get divorced, then he's not a yerush b'chlal. That he's a Baal, if name is also, is before she dies, that's not goyrim the din yerusha la'achar misa. It's the gather is that when the wife dies and you are her husband, then the din is that you're yashin her. So if you're the if you're her husband, b'shas misasa, then you are yoyrish her nechassim. But now that you are the her husband now, that's not doesn't give you a din to yashin her afterwards. V'haraya, in fact, that you're baal now. And then you divorce her, so then there's no yerusha. So it's not be'etzem that you're a baal, that's mechayev yerusha. It's not mechayev yerusha. It's only if you're a Baal B'shas Misa, then you're Taka Yarish and your wife. So you're not Be'etzim a Yoyrish. That never changes. He's always a yoyish. He's a din yoyish be'etzem. And the male, that's the chilik and the havanin toisis of Yerbachanan between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Mabez. Our Mishnah, which is talking about a baal b'nichsei ishtoi in the nichsei tzayim barzel, does not have a din yoyish mechayim. And the male is mocking to say, like the Mishnah says, according to one man domino on the base, that it means bechet, the din of bechet, nchasim vecheskoson is becheskas yorshei isha. Masha enkein on the base, we're talking about a ben is different. A ben is be'etzma yorsh. And the Rajba, Yuriz Miyasha, Tesis Kasha, and he says, it's very similar, he says, a baal is not choshva muzik because ein yerushosei muchletes. His yerusha is not a vadai. Why is Yerusha not a Vadai? Says the Rajba, because he can make a Tanai, Shiloh Yeroshena, not to Yarshin her. So it's not for sure. It's not a Vadai. It doesn't have to be. And also, he's not Yerush Ishtar Bekever, to Imanchel, to Mishbacha. Mashen Ken Abenes Imoy, his Yerusha is Muchletes. Since his Yerusha is Muchletes, so therefore he has Din Be'etzim as a Yerush. If he has Din Be'etzim as a Yerush, so it's not the same as our Mishnah, and we wouldn't say, then the Chosim is Becheskas Yerushay. Or like we say in our Mishnah, Bechesi Yerushay or Isha. They're not comparable one to the other. This is all in Pshat. And now, we'd like to introduce a very sadistic machlokes that's known in Shas between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Meluim. The Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Meluim argue in the Etzem Havana of what it means that the Baal Yarshins or receives after his wife's death the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. What's the gather of that din? We know that a baal gets that's the nichsei tzoyin barzel. That's mefurish in Gemaras and Ksubis. The shaila is, what's the gather of that din that the baal gets the nichsei tzoyin barzel? What's the shaila? Is the gather hadvarim that it blives midin yerusha, that when a wife dies, the baal's yerushas ishtoi, and if the baal's yerush is ishtoi, so just like his yerush, whatever she owns, he yarshins the nechassim. What nechassim Mishnah referred? Nichsei tzoyin barzel. The nichsei tzoyin barzel, the baal is going to yarshin. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that nichsei tzoyin barzel is doime to the ksuba itself, to the mona mosayim? Mona mosayim, the baal is zoychal achamisi ishtoi, is not midin yerusha. It was never hers. It's a chiyuv ksuba that he has to pay her if he dies first, or he divorces her, a mana o masayim. It's a chiyuv moment, a chiyuv. Chiyuv moment. If she dies first, then there's no chiyuv moment. So the baal is zeichah because there's no zman, didn't piroin aksuba. It was not magir, there's man piroin aksuba. The zman piroin aksuba is when she's muteris li nosei, like it says in aksuba, which is after he dies or he divorces her. Then you mchuiv, I mchuiv to give you the money and mosayim. But if she dies first, she was never had a zman, never had a period, never came to a point that she became muteris li nosei la'acher. So there is no, it was never magia, the zman of the piroin of the aksuba. It's never a time to go ahead and collect the aksuba. So Mela, that's why the husband doesn't have to pay the mana masai. So possibly, the same would apply to the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel also maybe will say that the Baal is Zeich and the Gufin Nechassim, it's really his Nechassim. What does he have? What's the din? The din is that if he dies or divorces, he has to pay her out the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel according to the value that's written in the Ksuba. So then, possibly, when she dies first, that the Baal is Zeich and the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, Achamises Ishtoi, is not Begeder Yerusha. It's Begeder that it was never Magia, this Mana Piroin. The Loshna Ksuba is the Chitinosin Leacher, you marry somebody else, Titli Mashikosov Lichi, then you'll take whatever's written for you, whatever I'm achieved to you. Pash the Vada, it's going on the Mana Mosayim, but possibly it's going also on the Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel. And therefore, since she never came to a point that she's able to marry somebody else, she died first, so it was never magia des mana piroin, memel the baal bizeichen nichsei tzoyin barzel, even without a din yerusha. Because be'etzem, he's not mechuyev to pay her back the nichsei tzoyin barzel, unless she came to the point of lechitin yosi la'acher, titli masha kosev lichi. Now, we know avada, the gabi de nichsei melug, which is the which Mishnah calls nechasim and nechnasim v'hayoytzin ima, That's for sure the wives. That's for sure the Baal's not Zaycha only mitam Yerusha, because that's her Nechasim. The Guf and Nechasim belong to her. He has only a Zechus and Tekonas Usha to Ibi Eichel Peres, but the Guf and Nechasim is hers. The only way the husband can be Zaycha in the Nechse Melug is Midin Yerusha or Midin Lekech, Lekech Rishain, but it can't be Zaycha that it's not Magia Zman Apiroin. This Shtikl he could only say in Nechse Tzayim Bazi. He can't say in Nechse Melug. So l'chay, we have a suffix as follows. That's clear that Nichse Melug Avad is her nechassim, and the shaila is he a Yairish and her nechassim? And now Mishnah, if she dies first, then the Baal would be Yashin her nechassim, and then if the Baal would die afterwards, then Avad Yairish Baal would get it. But if the Baal would die first, then he never was Yairish. But the nechassim are Becheskas Yairish Av, like the Mishnah says, because they really her nechassim, and he has to be Yashin those nechassim. That's clear in Nichsei Melug. In the Mana Masayim, in the Ksub itself, the Mishnah says, V'cheskes Yerusha Baal, that's also Poshet, because the Baal doesn't have to pay it out unless she arrives at a point that she's able to marry out. Either he divorces her or he dies first. That's like it says in Loshna Ksuba, L'chtinasi La'acher, when you'll tinasi, you'll get married, La'acher, titli, you'll take, Mashakosav Lichi. The Shaila, and we'll see, it's Machlekes, Meshun Avnei Meluyim, is in the case of Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Nichsei Tzayim Barzel in between. On the one hand, the Nechasim really were hers, and she brought them into the marriage. There's no question about that. On the other hand, since it's written in the Ksuba, the Nechasim Nichsei Tzayim Barzel as a Chayv, and it's evaluated according to the time of the marriage, and he has to pay her back that Chayv only Mishas Miso or Gerishin, again, when L'chayr she's able to marry out. So we could view it as that if the wife would die first, then the husband would not have to pay it out because it was not yet Magia, this man, Hapiroin. And on the other side is no. The other side is to say that maybe it's Taka also Midin Yerusha, that a Baal's Yerush is Ishtar. The Maisa, they are hers. It's not something, not a Chayv, that came from her. It didn't come from him. It's not like Manu Masayim, which he is Mechayv himself upon marriage. It's coming from the Isha. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis and Daf Memzayin Amar Aleph learns that the Schi of the Baal in the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is Midin Yerusha. Lift like the Tzad we explained before, he's Yerush HaSishtoi. Mikoyach Zeh, the Pnei Yeshua asks Gavalka Kasha, how could the Baal be Yerush the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel? L'chayra, the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel are written in the Ksuba, and it's considered like a choiv from the Baal Ishtoi. If he divorces her, or he dies, then the choiv is collectible by the Isha according to the amount that's written in the Ksuba, which is according to the amount that was evaluated at the time of the Nisuin. The choir, the klal is, that a Baal is Yerush Ishtoi only in that which the wife is Muchzikin, but not in Roy. Just like we find that a Bechor is only Noitel Pishnayim, in Muchzik, but ain't a Bechor Neutel Pishnayim, but Roy Kibbe Muchzik, in something which is Roy, which means, for example, a Choy, which is owed to a man after he dies, the Bechor is not entitled to Pishnayim of that Choy, because it's Roy. The same Allah applies to a Baal. A Baal is not Neutel, is not Yoyrish Bechlal in Roy. So Lechor over here, that the whole Nechse Tzayim Basel is a Halva, is a Choyv. Not a halva, because he got it originally from her and it was written in Ksub, but now it's a chayv from the Baal to the Isha. The din should be that a Baal should not be able to be Yerush Bechlal, the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. Now, even though Be'etzem, Legabi Halva, we hold that the din of a Baal is like a Bechor, and it's not Neitel B'milva, and Lechayra, maybe you'd say that over here it's different because the Halva is from the Baal himself. He's the one who owes the money. It's like we call it in Rabbas and Nafkuf Chavav, it's called Milva Sheimai. He owes it, and that's a suffix in the Gemara, if that's called Roy or not. And maybe you could say over here also that since the Chayv of Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is from the husband to the wife, then maybe he would be able to yashin it. But the Ramban in Babas over there is Mavur, that the din of the Baal is like a din of Bechor, even Legabi the Milva Sheimai. And Meil the Pnei Yeshua is asking that if you understand that the Baal in Nichsei Tzayim Barzel has a din of a Yoyrish, so how could he bechlal be Yoyrish in Nichsei Tzayim Barzel? L'chayra, the din is that a Baal is not Noitel Beroy. On this, Davni Meluim and Simen Nun Beis, Sivkot and Aleph, is Miyashit Pnei Yeshua's Kasha by learning the din of the Baal in Nichsei Tzayim Barzel differently. That the Baal is not Zoyche in Nichsei Tzayim Barzel with din Yerusha, like the Pnei Yeshua understood it. But like the other tzad, we explained that it was not yet magia the zman apiroin. If it's not yet magia the zman apiroin, so then when the isha dies, you don't have to come on to a din yairish. If you don't have to come on to a din yairish, then there's no chisarim bechlal in that it was roy. And the male of the baal avad is going to be able to be zeicha in the nichsei tzayim barzel. Now, what is the etzem svar of the Pnei Yeshua? L'chayra sitaki gerecht, the avnei meluim, that it's really a chayv that he owes him, and it's not yet magid as manai piroin. Just like the mona and mosayim, which says in the ksuba itself, the baal is, like we explained before, the baal zichah going to be zeichene without din yerusha, because it's a chayv that he owes his wife on the tzad that he dies or divorces her. If she dies first, then it's bechalal not mechuyev to give the mana masayim. It's not lechitnosei lechi. Take mashikosu lechi. It's not you can't mekayim the ksuba. There's no chayv bechalal. L'chayr nixit zayim brazil also chelik in the ksuba. Just like the chayv of the ksuba is only when she's muterously nasei, and when she dies first, even without a din yerusha, it wasn't yet magid as mana piroin, and the baal is zichna mechuyev. The mono masayim, so l'chayra, the svar should be like davne maluim that the baal is not mechuyev to pay the nichsei tzayim barzel either. Here, Reb Shmuel in the Shurim brings from Shimon Shkop that he was masbir the chilik between nichsei tzayim barzel and ksuba. He said that agam that the lashon of the ksuba is the chsinosei la'acher when you'll marry somebody else titli mashakos of lichi, and l'chayra is going on nichsei tzayim barzel also, but you still have to come on to Yerusha. And it's not doyma to mana masayim. Why? So he says, explains, because the mana masayim of a ksuba, that means the regular chi of ksuba, is a chi of chadosh. And the chalois chi of, this mana that chi of, is only after l'chitinasei la'acher, when she gets married somebody else, meaning when the husband divorces her, and now she's mutter to marry somebody else, so the husband dies, so now there's a chalois chi of ksuba. It's a chi of chadosh. Meila, if she dies first, and the male zman is bottled, all the schayvus is bottled, because there's no zman of being tinasi la'acher, she's not getting married to somebody else, she's not alive anymore. So that is schayvus is not here bechlal. And therefore, by the ksuba of mana masayim, you don't have to come on to din yerusha, it's bottled to schayvus. Mashayin king talked to Shimon Shkop, legabi the din nichsei tzayim barzel. That's not a stam ischaivus, a nair ischaivus, that the baal makes a new ischaivus of ksuba, like the mana masayim. That's a tamura, that's an exchange for the nechassim that she brought into the nisuin. That means she brought into the nisuin a certain amount of money, and she's not giving tim b'matana. Be'etzim, as soon as she writes in the ksuba that this is the amount of money I gave you, he's mechuyev to pay her back right away, because she didn't give it tim b'matana. It's only that she is ki'ilu marviach lo izman. And ki'ilu, she says to him, okay, you can have this right now as long as we're married, and you're not mechuyev to pay it back to me until if you die, or if chas v'shalom you divorce me, so then I'm now tinasi la'acher, which is that, the nusuch that we're writing in the ksuba, and then you owe me to pay me back what's mine. So that's a Reb Shimon Shkop wants a taina that's like I'm being meicher a chayfitz lechaver, as if you're selling an object to your friend and you kevei a zman for the tashlumen. The tashlumen should be l'achel medyoim. What's the gether of a mechira that the tashlumen is tali in 30 days? That's like a harvach hazman. That's like a mechila ad lamedyoim. That means you, as soon as I sell you a chayfitz, you owe me the money for the chayfitz. You owe me the money now for the chayfitz, not later. I'll give you an allowance of 30 days. And the gabi zet, that means the gabi this, the whole, all, as long as I let you, then you're not mukhi to pay me back. That's the same gather, says Reb Shimon Shkop in Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. As long as there's this man in the Ba'ilam, as long as you're alive, then you're not mechuyev to go ahead and give me back the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel. This is a mechila, this is a avochas man. But if she dies, then that man is bottle. Once his zman is bottled, so there's no, because not anymore shaykh to have hetel inase, so mele it's bottled now the mechila. Once it's bottled the mechila, so be'etzim is mechuyev right away. So even though now it's not shaykh to mekayim l'chitinase la'acher, because she's dead, but it's also, there's no mechila of up until the zman of l'chitinase la'acher, because she's not alive anymore. So she's not being meichel, no mechila. So then you owe her back, not because now you owe her, now, not because it's a new chiyuv now. You owe her because you always owed her. You owed her right away. As soon as she brought into the marriage, you owed her to pay back. And just that she was meichel for a certain period of time.
The male, you have to come on to the reason why the Baal should be Zeiche, and the Nechassim Baal is Midin Yerusha. The Baal is Zeiche, the Nechassim. So that's the Havan and the Pnei Yeshua, that Nechassim Baal is not the same as the Mano Masayim. Nechassim Baal is Taka Yerusha, and it's Taka Yerusha. And like it's Loshen on many Sugis, that sounds like the Cheskosin, it's Yerusha Tabal, it's totally in the Yerusha Tabal, the din of Nechassim Baal. The Chayra, we can bring a Geshmak Raya to the Pnei Yeshua. From the Gemara of Kamadaf Pei Tes, which come out mefurish over there in the Gemara that the din of Nichzei Tzei Barzel, the Zchus of the Baal, is Takim Din in Yerusha. The Gemara of Nether Pei Chesem Abayz, the Gemara brings the Takon of Usha. Usha, the Masakin, that a Isha Shemachro Benichzei Melug Bechai Baalo, Isha that sells the Nichzei Melug, which is really her Nechasim, and the Baal only has the Zchus for the Peiris, Umeisa, and then she dies. The din of Takanas Usha is that Habal Meitz Miyad HaLakuchais. The Baal could take away the Nichzei Meluk from the Lakuchais. He's Yerushit. He has the right. He's Lakeach Rishon on the Nichzei Meluk. The Gemara over there says, I'll bring a riot to Takanas Usha. Om Ravida Barovin, Afana Namitnina, a riot from Tabraisa. So Tais asks why didn't bring the Mishnah in Makkah. It says, Meidin Onu Beish Pliny. We say Edis about this fellow. Shagirish as Ishta, he divorced his wife, and Nosan Ksubasa. And he gave her the Ksuba, Varehi Tachtav, Umisham Shosa. They're still married. It's the Nimtsu Zaim, they find that the Edom are Zaimin. So the Edom tried to be Mafsid that he should have to pay her the Ksuba, and now they became Edom Zaimin. So Lacher, you might have thought to say that these Edom Zaimin should have to be Mashalim the whole Ksuba, because that's what they tried to be mafsid him. So the Gemara and Mishnah said, the Brai says, Ein Oimrim, don't say Yishalmu Kol Ksubasa, Ela Tevas Hanoas Ksubasa. You don't have to pay the entire Ksuba, you only have to pay the Tevas Hanoa of the Ksuba. And what's the Tevas Hanoa? Ezo Tevas Hanoas Ksubasa. Oimrim, you evaluate Kama Adam writes Elitein B'Ksuba Vasa Shazu, how much would a person want to pay for this Ksuba? Shim Nisarmel in his Gasha, then it's paid out. V'Yemesa Yirashena Baila. That means that every ksuba that she would sell is not going to be a final, is not going to get the full price of the ksuba, because everybody knows that you're only going to collect that ksuba on the tzad that the husband dies or divorces her. So there's always a risk. If she dies, then the ksuba is not collectible. So that's what we call teves hanah. That's the amount, that a value of the ksuba, and that's what we evaluate, is what the edim tried to be mafsid, and therefore, when it becomes zayim, that's how much they have to pay. Fact, Gemara, and this is the Raya. V'yisal kedai toch leisel takanas usha. If you don't hold the takanas usha, sama yirashana baila. Why would the Baal inherit bechlal the nichsei melug? Taz min ksubasa legamri. Let her sell the ksuba for the full value. It's not going to be collected at all. The lekeach gets the nechasim. He's going to buy it. It's the ksuba. And then if let's say the isha dies first, the husband still can't collect it now, because now it's already sold. So it must be that there is a takanas usha that the Baal is meitzi miyad al kuchais. If the Baal would not be able to be meitzi miyad al kuchais, then the lekeach keeps it. Once the lekeach keeps it, he pays full price for it. So if he pays full price for it, then you have to eidem zayim and try to mafsid the full value of the ksuba. On that, so it's a raya to takanas usha. On that, the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, it's no raya. Im omru benichsei melug, einachan ami. Maybe Nichse Malug, Taka, the Baal would not be able to write me out of the Kuchas. But Yoyver, Nichse Tzayim Barzel? Nichse Tzayim Barzel, Avada is different. Nichse Tzayim Barzel, Rashi explains, Nichse Tzayim Barzel, which is the Nindunya, which is Machnis into the marriage, and you write in the Ksuba, and the Chosin Mekabal Achrayis, then no matter what, if it goes down in value, goes up in value, still has to pay that Nichse Tzayim Barzel. That's why it's called Nichse Tzayim Barzel. That's for sure you can't sell. That for sure you can't sell. It's mukhim the Gemara that the schi of the Baal in Nichzei Tzayim Barzel is Yerusha, not being lekeach. Because then what's the Gemara's kashya? The Gemara says, Tazmin ksubasa legamri. She should sell her ksuba completely. L'chayra, if even she dies first, but it's not yet magi hazmane piroin. The way the Avnei Miluyim understood that the Baal is zeiche in the Nichzei Tzayim Barzel is because he doesn't have to pay it out. It's not magi hazmane piroin unless she's l'chnosi la'acher. So then on that side, if she dies first, hake the Baal wouldn't have to give the Nichzei Tzayim Barzel, and he wouldn't, and it would remain that way. And so that Chayr is buchach in the Gemara that the din of Nichzei Tzayim Barzel is b'tayras Yerusha. It goes b'tayras Yerusha. And for Kevin, when the Gemara says that the Abaye says in Omri Benichsim Lo Yer Benichsim Barzel, maybe that's good for what he's saying. Maybe he's saying this svara that the schi of the Baal Benichsim Barzel is not midin Yerusha. It's because it was not Magid as Mana Piroin. Maybe that's good for what the Gemara itself is being Chayzerin. But the Pasha is that Abaye is not arguing on Rida Baroven in that svara that it's Yerusha. He just holds Benichsim Barzel, but he's masking that you have Takanas Ushal Gabi Benichsim Barzel. But beside in the Benichsim Barzel, the Gemara equates it with the Benichsim Lo that the Baal would be Irish. The Baal will get it. The Baal will get it, but Teres Yerusha. But not but Teres, that he doesn't have to pay it out. So Mela, the Baal's only going to get it. If she dies first, then the Baal's going to get it. And then it makes sense, the Shachmatari of the Gemara. Al Kolponim, from the Gemara's Kasha, that she should sell her Ksuba. And for full price, because the husband won't get it, if there's no Takanas Usha, is Muchach that the din of Nichsei Tzein Barzel is Yerusha. And since there's no Takanas Usha, he's not Yerish, the Nichsei Tzein Barzel, so she's able to sell it for the full value. That's klar. Now, how many Gemara, there's no other way to explain it. It has to be L'chaira that is Medin Yerusha. Because if it's Medin that it's not yet Magia's Mana Piroin, that's the Schus of the Baal. So what do you mean? What's the Gemara asking that she should sell the entire Ksuba, which means, in this case, Nichsei Tzein Barzel? How could she sell it? If she could sell it today to tomorrow, but if she dies first, the Baal is not mechuyev to pay it, because it wasn't yet Magia's Mana Piroin. El al karchach, it's a right to the Pnei Yeshua that the Havana in that the Baal gets the Nichsei Tzein Barzel is Midin Yerusha, which is Takanas Usha. Midin Yerusha, the Baal's Yerusha's Ishtain, he has a bin of Lekeach Rishain to get it from the Lekuchais. And that's the Gemara's Kasha, that if you hold that it's if you don't hold the Takanas Usha, then it must be that then the wife should be able to sell for the full value. Alamai must be Takanas Usha. The only way to day out is to say that the Gemara is chayzer from that, which is not the Pashta Gemara. There's another raya also to Bnei Yeshua that the zchi of the Baals of Nichsei Tzein Barzel Medin Yerusha from the Gemara and Ksubas and Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara brings him on to Omar that an Arusa, it's the Shah of Arusa Bechlal is Ksuba, if he writes her Ksuba, the Orus would be chayev to bury her if she dies first. Now, normally the klal is that kvurosa, the chiv kvura of the Baal, to his wife, is tachas ksubasa. So the Gemara says, has it sad to say, that the Orus would be chayev in the kvura of the Isha. And the Gemara's deichadan says, the imesa he, if she dies, she doesn't have a ksuba. Because ain't any koyreba, you can't read, the ksuba can't be in the sky, lish tinasi la'acher titli vashakosa lichi. And the whole takana of kvura is tachas ksuba is only by an asua, not by an arusa. Why is an asua different? Because it's tachas ksubasa means it's tachas the nichsei tzoin barzel. So tachas nichsei tzoin barzel that the husband's going to get by an asuin, so then he has to give her back the din of kvura. He's mechuyev to bury her. By an arusa, there's no din of the ksuba, so male is no din of kvurasa. So the Pashta Gemara is that the Baal is Zeich and Nichsei Tzein Barzel when she dies, Midin Yerusha. And therefore, by Erisin, where there's only a Chi of Mana and Masayim, so there's no Chi of Kvura, because the fact that he doesn't have to pay the Mana and Masayim after she dies is not because he's being yashning her. He's not getting anything from her. It's just that he doesn't have to pay it out. It's not yet Magir, it's Mana Piroin. So he didn't receive anything that we should Masak and that he has to bury her. So therefore, there's no Din Kvura, Tachs Ksuba, by Erisin. But after Nesuin, where he's Zeichan and Nichsei Tzein Barzel, Mikoyach Adin Yerusha, and Melid, that's why he's Mechuyev to repay back, or Keneged that, he has to go ahead and bury her. This Din of Kvura. And the Fizeh, that's clear in the Gemara, that the Din of the Baal and Nichsei Tzein Barzel is Midin Yerusha. The Kvurosa is Tachas Nidunaisa, because the Gabi Din Dunya, it's not Negei the Lashon of the Chishnos Lacha Titli Mashikos Lichi, and even if it would be the actual Lashon, but it's Midin Yerusha. So that means the Zchias HaBaal is Mekoyach Adin Yerusha of the Isha's Nechosim, and once the Baal is Zeiche in the Isha is Nechosim Midin Yerusha, so he has to give back Kvura, and that's what it means, the Takana of Kvurosa Tachas Ksubasa, which only applies to Lach and Nisuin, where that's when he gets Nichsei Tzein Barzel. In Ach Erisin, he only has the that he doesn't have to pay the Mana Masayim, that's not something which he's receiving from the Isha. That's his own din that he not yet Magia the Zmana Piroin, he doesn't have to pay it out. But he didn't receive something from the Isha to be able to say that he's Mechuyev in return to go ahead and bury her and do the kvurasa. So I'll call upon from the Gemara in Ksubas also is a very, very stark mashmois that the gedora of a Baal, ben Nichsei Tzein Barzel, is midin yoirish. And the Chayyur del Fidavni Meluim that wants to learn that the Schi of the Baal, Nichsim Barzels, because it wasn't yet Magir's Mane Piroin, the Chayyur is Shver, because then there's still, you have to say that you have to somehow be Mechalik between Mane and Masayim and Nichsim Barzel. You have to say that since the Chiv of the Nichsim Barzel is a Tmura exchange from the Nechasim, so even if you say that the Geder is that it was not yet Magir's Mane Tashlumin, but the Etzim Halacha, that you, that's in fact that right now you're potter from paying the same barzel, maybe that's alone a siba to mechayev to go ahead and do the kvura. And therefore, by nesua, they were masaking the din that the baals mechuyev and her kvura kenega the ninu denaisa, kenega the dixit same barzel, even though be'etzem he's not receiving anything from her. It's just that it's not yet magia das mana piroin of the nixit same barzel. The hagdari is that not is a yairish, he's not receiving anything from her, it's not mikaicha, he's not mechuyev to pay it because there's no lechshegia, there's no zmana piroin, she's not able to marry out and in skaim the din of lechshtinasi la'acher that he should be mechuyev to give her the nixit same barzel. So it's not something he's receiving that he should have to pay something in return. But still, we could say, lamaisa, it's not your own money. It's not money that you would have had to come up with on your own. It's money, it's at least it started off with something you received from her. So something which you received from her, and now you don't have to pay it. So the Chazal Masakin, if lamaisa, you're gaining the Nichsi Tzim Basel, we're being Masakin the din of Kvura Tachas Da'at Ksuba. So therefore, by Nesuin, they're Masakin Kvurosa Neged the ksuba of Nichsi Tzim Basel, Mashenk and Lagabi, the Mona, Masayim, Mavada, it's not something you receive from her, it's a Naya Chiyuv. And Lagabi, that, the Uvada were not Masakin the din of Kvura because it wasn't yet Magidas Mana Piroin. That's not a Siva to Machayiv and Kvura, that you become part of Machayiv. So even though in Lomdis, you have to say, according to Avni Maluim, the Baal in the Nichsi Tzim Basel is the same as the lomdus of the Baal in the Mana Masayim, both is because it was not yet Magia, didn't yet arrive, the time to, you don't have to pay it out. It's you want me to pay something, I only have to pay it on the tzad that she's marrying out. She's marrying somebody else, Tinasi La'acher, and since there's no Tinasi La'acher, I'm not mechuyev in that piroin bechlal. Even though the lomdus is the same, but in reality, one is money that you would have to take out of your own pocket, that's Mana Masayim, so for that we're not giving mechayev you the kfura, and the other money is the Nichsi Tzim Basel, the Nedunya, the Nadin, is what you receive from her. So it's what you receive from her. Lamaisa, you're right. You don't have to pay it out. But anshtot that, instead of that tmura for that nichsei tzeim barzel, the chazal will mechayev you the kfura. That's how you have to learn the Gemara lefi the avne meluim. And the previous Gemara in Baba Kama, you have to say the maskon of the Gemara was that nichsei tzeim barzel is different than the nichsei meluk. Nichsei tzeim barzel is that it's the baal, the husband's entitled to it. And that's why over there it's not a right to the konas usha bechlal, because it doesn't go with tzeres yerusha. Now, l'chayr, let's connect this back, this machlekes p'nei shu and avni meluim, to our sugya in Bab Basra. By us, the Gemara has machlekes, according to Beis Hillel, that says, "V'nofla b'ayis olav al ishtoi nechasim b'cheskosan," and we explain in the beginning of the shir that nechasim b'cheskosan refers to the nichsei tzeim barzel. The Gemara on base brings the three machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer says nechasim b'cheskos yorshei isha. Rabbi Yechlin said the b'cheskos yorshei abal, and Rish Lakish said yachleiku. So l'chayra, loit avni meluim, that understands that the Baal in the Nichsei Tzim Basel is not a Yerush Bechlal. It's all that he's not, the whole Geder is that he's not Mechuyiv to pay it, because it wasn't Magidah's Mana Piroin, it's only L'chtinasi La'acher, so he's not Mechuyiv to pay it. The L'chayra is very shver, what's Pshat in the Beleza, what's Pshat in the Omar, that would say that it's Becheskas Yerushei O'isha. L'chayra, the suffix over here is was the Baal Meis Tchila, so then it was Magia Zman HaPiroin, or the Isha was Meis Tchila, and it was not Magia Zman HaPiroin. So it's not a Nidin if the Baal was, if it was Yairish or not. The suffix is, was Magia Zman HaPiroin. So L'chayra is a Tzarechi, and how could you say that the Yairishia Isha should be Maitzi from the Yairishia Baal Meis Suffix? L'chayra, the Yairishia Baal, Zichem Muchzakim, it's their money. And the Shaila is, does the Baal have to pay it out or not? You have to prove that the Baal died first, and then we're mechuyev to go ahead and pay you the chayv of Nichsei Tzim Basel. And the chayv, this kasha is not only shver and abelezer, how could he say that it goes to the Yerushia Isha? It's a kasha even according to Manda Amr that says Yachleiku. Yerushlach Yachleiku. Then what's pshat? Because it's a suffix. Which is the Yerushia? The Halolu? These are coming, Halolu boin lirish? Halolu boin lirish. The chayv, that means the Nidin is the Yerushia. The Nidin is the Yerushia Dikadin, is the Baal Yerush over here, or is the Isha Yerush? depending on who died first. So then you say Yachloiku. But if the Nidin is not Yerusha Bechlal, the Nidin is the Baal Mechuyiv to pay the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel because it was Magia, the Zman HaPiroin, because he died first and she was able to Niskayim in her Lichtinosi L'Acher, so then Avada the Baal's the Muchzik. If the Baal's the Muchzik and the Isha is the Moitzi, the Yerusha Isha the Moitzi over here. Avada should not go to the Yerusha Isha or the Yachloiku. Both Lechari, those Tzadim are Tzorachin. On the other hand, if you learn like the Pnei Yeshua, that the Zchi of the Baal and the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel is Mekayach HaDin Yerusha, so in a Hanami we can understand the Din Yachloiku, we can understand this Yerusha Isha, but what's the Tzad of Yerusha HaBaal? Then Lechaira, Zichi should go to Yerusha Isha. Nichsei Tzayim Barzel should not be different Nichsei Maluk. Both of them, you have to come on to a Din Yerush. So just like in Nichsei Maluk, everybody's masking. Misil says clearly, there's no Machloikus, and Misil says that it goes to the Yerusha Isha. So by Nichsei Tzayim Barzel should be the same thing. Even the Baal's Mechuyav to pay it out, but L'chayr, he has to, in order for him to keep the Nichsei Tzayim Barzel, he has to be Yerush. So the that's Becheskes Yerusha Isha L'chayr. This is something which is automatic. It's automatic, Becheskes Yerusha Isha, unless you can prove that you're Yarshin it. This Chayv is coming to the Isha. So L'chayr, L'fi the Pnei Yeshua, is Tzarchin Fakert. According to Pnei Yeshua, it's going to be Tzarchin. Why did it say it's Pasha that it goes to the Yerusha Isha? What's the Tzad that Nichsei Tzayim Barzel should be different Nichsei Malug, and Nichsei Tzayim Barzel should be going to the Yerusha HaBaal? That's shver. It's a chayv. That's bo machn nichsei barzel. Even it's a chayv, but it's all the baal's only schusin is materis yerusha. Chayv the lives a tzarachin. Let us go now to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Nafal abayis olav al imay. If a house collapsed on a man and his mother, elu moedim shiachloiku. Everybody's maskim that the din is yachloiku. The Rishbam explains the case that Rachel is married to Yaakov, and she's an almana, and she has a son, Yosef. So the mother is Rachel, and the son is Yosef, and the house collapses on both of them, and they both die. The case is there's no other child from Rachel, and the Yerushei Ha'em, her brother from the same father, claims that Yosef died first. The mother was Yerush Yosef, and male, the Yerush, after Rachel dies, now he's entitled to the Yerusha. And the Yerushei HaBen, which would be Yosef's brother from a different mother, that means the same father, a different mother, claims that Rachel died first, the mother died first, and then afterwards Yosef died, and Yosef had already inherited his Yerusha from his mother, so now when Yosef dies, the whole Yerusha is his. So it's a machleik is between the Yerushei HaEim and the Yerushei HaBen. What about in a case where there would be other brothers to Yosef, which would be Vade Yershim, let's say other brothers and the same mother, which Mimanushach would inherit, whoever died first, because they're brothers of, they for sure inherit from Rachel also, even if Yosef died first, and then Rachel the mother died, they would for sure inherit. So the Rishbam says, and Tosis brings it from Ben Shmuel, that they, since the Ach of another brother would be considered a Vadai, and the Ben is only a Suffolk, so a Suffolk Ben, a Vade Ach, has a din of a Suffolk v'Suffolk, both are Sfeikas, and the din would be Yachloiku. If there's other, and the others say, not like that, others say that the din would be, it's like a Suffolk and a Vadai, and just like the Klal is in Suffolk, Moitzi de Vadai, over here also in Suffolk, Moitzi de Vadai. Meiser Rebbe Chanan, Taka brings the Machleks Rishonim in Yevamis, that the Shitzer Ramban and the Rosh, is that in such a case, the Yerush is a Vadai, who is a Vadai is Yerush HaKoil, because a Suffolk Ben is not Moitzi from a Vadei Av or Vadei Ach. If there's a Vadei that's going to be Yerush on the other side, so then the Vadei that's either way is Yerush, the Vadei goes before even a Suffolk Ben. Even though he's a Ben, the Suffolk Ben is not before a Vadei Ach. The Shitza Ritzvah and the Shitza Kibayim and others hold that it's a Suffolk Yerush Mugdam, and which is a Vadei, and a Suffolk Yerush Mu'uchar. So the Yerush Mu'uchar, even though it's a Vada Yerush Mu'uchar, but if it's later, it's a Suffolk, and that's a Suffolk. So it lives a din of a Suffolk, with Suffolk, and din is Yachloiku. And Rabbi Chanan is Mevayer, that the Machloikus is, if I aim, that's Yerush Mu'uchar, B'mokim, a Yerush Mugdam, does he have a Shem Yerush or not? Do we say that he has a Shem Yerush, but the Mugdam goes before him, the one who's before him takes the Yerusha before him, but the Vada is a Yerush also? And that's the Shita of the Ramban and the Rosh. They hold the Yerush Mu'uchar is also called a Yerush. And the Shita of the Ritva is that he's not considered a Yerush Bechlal, where he's a Yerush Mugdam. And since it's not considered Yerush Bechlal, so it's not no din of Safik and Vaday. And Mele din will be Achleiku even in that case.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.